Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So delighted to say that joining the show now, former All-Pro linebacker with the San Diego Chargers. Now, of course, Los Angeles Chargers heading into the playoffs for the first time in the Justin Herbert era this weekend. Also with the Buffalo Bills. And honestly, in a time when I was falling in love with the sport around the kind of early to mid 2000s, a guy that came into the league and just did it as well as anyone at the position. Sean Merriman is with us. Sean, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, though, man. How's it going?
Yeah, couldn't be better. We're into playoff time. I love that you've had the chance to join us. Really appreciate your time. And you're doing it. Like, I didn't know a huge amount about Lights Out before your guys approached us and said that you were available for a chat. And I'm like, well, I'll always chat to Sean about football. But the more I've read into Lights Out, the more I've read into the stuff that you're doing, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, you know, obviously known as Lights Out on the field. But in 2005 and 2006 offseason, I started training MMA myself. I got into just working with, guys like Randy Couture, and just I wanted to be a better, like, football player. I thought it was going to help my hand-eye coordination and be a better outside linebacker and pass rusher. Turns out I was pretty good at it, and I just had a love and passion for the sports. And now we launched Lights Out Extreme Fighting on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. We got a big fight coming up this Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific in California. It'll be shown in the U.S., Canada, and in France. So we have our, pretty much our first international debut, which should be good.
That's super exciting. I love the idea. The timing on that, by the way, is basically bang on perfect, so that we can be tuning in right around the time the first game finishes on Saturday. You know, maybe miss a little bit of the second game, but catch some of the fight as well. For people who aren't familiar, it's something where, as a guy that you said you trained in MMA, it's something that you did while you were playing. You're actually out there looking for specifically former athletes to come across to the world of MMA, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I made that transition a long time ago. But if you look at now, the Frank Gores of the world, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, there's starting to be a lot of former athletes transitioning to combat sports. I'm talking to a couple bigger name former guys now who are looking to transition into Lights Out Extreme Fighting. To be honest, I think that all former athletes should pick up some kind of combat sport when they're done. You know, whether they take a fight or not is up to them. But I think the discipline of it to compete, you hear a lot of these stories of guys having a hard time transitioning what they're done. And the bigger problem with that is they don't have anything to compete in. They don't have a discipline. That regimen is gone. And so it's kept me disciplined all these years. I still get a chance to go and train with some of the fighters, and I'll go, open mat or spar day. I'll go kind of have a couple rounds and get my chin check and check a couple of chins and roll on the ground. I love being around this sport. I love being around these guys because I missed the locker room, obviously, when you play. You don't have that anymore. So now, walking into one of these gyms with these guys in MMA, they're talking trash, they're competing, they never stop going at each other. I'm like, okay, I remember this. This was back when I was playing. I know what this feels like. So I feel completely at home when I'm around these guys.
I love that. I love the idea that these guys come in, they're training, and then suddenly walking into the room, you coming in with that big old square jaw, pulling those gloves on, and I'm like, oh, right, it's on now. Lights Out has turned up. Let's go.
No question about it. It's funny because, when I come in there, some of these guys are training for fights, right? So you can't come in there looking for easy because they're getting ready for a fight. And so I know what a step on the mat, and I know what a step off. You know, I'm not that stupid. But to go against some of these guys and get them ready for a fight, it's really been a pleasure for me.
I thought one thing you said that was amazing, I almost had to interrupt you, was when you said, oh yeah, I started training in MMA in like the 2005-06 off season. I'm like, oh, so after your rookie year, you're going, like nowadays I think we expect with players and contracts and everything involved that players will just put themselves in bubble wrap, absolutely no contact in the off season, and there you are getting on the mat, getting in the ring. Like, I mean, I don't know if the coaches were aware of what you're doing back then, but that's a very different approach to off season fitness.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God for no social media that back then, right? Like, if social media was big, they would have saw some of these exhibition fights and these sparring matches I would have had, and they would have came in and quickly shut that down. But, you know, I do say this. Being around this sport has been an easier transition for me because not only have I been training, but also I think the football, you know, NFL has done it as bigger than anybody on the production side and storytelling. Me being into a broadcaster, when I got done going straight to NFL Network and Fox Sports and ESPN, you understand TV. And so, you know, when we had the partnership with Fubo TV, it was an easy transition for me because I know how TV works. And so they've been a great partner. And now knowing that we'll be seen not only in this country, in the U.S., but, you know, in other countries as well, it's an exciting time for me.
Yeah, absolutely love that. You also, I mean, you mentioned the idea of going into that locker room, having that feeling of the guys talking trash, having some fun. And, you know, it's been a couple of weeks where we've really seen what a brotherhood football is and athletics is and sport is. With what happened with Damar Hamlin only a week ago now, just over, and the way that football has rallied around him. It's been, I think, incredible for people outside of the sporting world to really realise just how close these guys are and the bonds that you guys end up building.
You know, we all know that football can be a very violent sport sometimes. I think that also that's why we love it. That's why, in my opinion, I know some people argue soccer, but in my opinion, football is the greatest sport in the world. That's why we watch it so much, because of the violence and the physicality of it. But what we've seen with Damar Hamlin that Monday night is, it's unexplainable. You can't even prepare for that. You know, I've seen some horrible, catastrophic injuries with certain guys, and guys leaving off in the ambulance and kind of giving a thumbs up when they were out. And that's bad, but you at least know that someone's breathing, they're living, they're going to be okay, right? In this instance, I don't think we knew. We didn't know what the outcome was going to be. And that what part was so terrifying of the entire situation.
And I just, you know, you played in Buffalo towards the end of your career, sadly cut off with the Achilles injuries and not being able to play quite as much time as I'm sure you would have wanted to there. But it is a city, it's a fan base, it's a culture there that, you know, I saw we had the game live on Sunday evening here in the UK. And when that kick return goes in, and just it's a Hollywood script you can barely write. Like, tell us a little bit about playing in that city and just what that atmosphere can be like, what those fan base is like.
Yeah, we all know about Bills Mafia and how crazy the fan base is. But let me tell you that, in my opinion, I think Buffalo has the best sports fans in all of sports. And I didn't know that until I got an opportunity to go out there and play. And, you know, they look at you as an extended family. They really do. It's like they love their team. They love the players. They love everything about the organization. And I was fortunate, to be honest, even at the stage of my career where I wasn't the same player anymore, to still go out there and experience that, because you can watch it as much as you want to on TV or hear about Bills Mafia or watch them showing up. But until you walk out there in that city and you see the actual love that comes from these fans, it's something you can't even really put into words.
I'm intrigued what you think about their chances as well, because as much as obviously it's a tragic situation, they go in as one of three heavy favourites in the AFC. And let's not rule out your Chargers, we might get there as well. But I don't know, it feels like there's that crest of the wave now. It feels like we've come through this really tough time. And I saw that second half performance on Sunday. I saw Josh Allen absolutely bawling out after the injury earlier in the year. And I don't know, the Bills start to get that January feel about them now.
Yeah, they're going to be a difficult team to play. I don't care who it is, you know, whether it's KC or whatnot. The one thing I'll say about this is that the AFC right now, it's a toss-up, right? There's no clear-cut winner in this AFC right now. I mean, KC, obviously, because they won Super Bowls, they've been champs before, so they would be the key team to kind of take down if you want to look at it that way. But any one of these teams, including my Chargers, I mean, you know, they are another team that's gone into the playoffs. Guys are healthy now. They're getting everybody back. And, you know, they lost, I believe, to KC, even with all the injuries they had within, you know, a touchdown. I think it was 3 points. So at any given point in time, it's one of these teams can win. Now, in the NFC, in my opinion, the NFC is got two teams, right, that's dominant. That's Philadelphia Eagles and San Francisco 49ers. In my opinion, it's going to be one of those teams to take the whole thing. AFC, I think it's really a toss-up because there's so much talent. There's so many great quarterbacks and guys that can go out and get things done.
I was wondering that. You said my Chargers. Like, some guys we've spoken to don't necessarily still feel that affiliation because they were so connected to San Diego. But do you still feel that love for the team? And like, when it comes to Jacksonville on Saturday, is that going to be your rooting interest? Are you going to be going to that game kind of roaring on the Chargers?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And I'll say this. They have a tough matchup against Jacksonville. It's not going to be a walkover. They beat them early. They beat them during the season. But more importantly, Jacksonville is playing good football right now. They play Tennessee very tough. They have, you know, guys who can rush the passer on the defense. They're young. They're hungry. You know, when Trevor Lawrence is playing well and he's moving out of the pocket, he's really good. So they don't have an easy opponent. You know, they get past them, and it's just another tough game, right? And they're going to be a hard team to get past because they are so physical. They're very well coached, and they just fight for four quarters.
In fact, I just want to ask you about the position you played, that outside linebacker, that pass rusher position. There's a couple of guys in the league right now. You mentioned the 49ers. Looks like Nick Bosa's headed for a defensive player of the year call. I just, you know, I don't know. You said about enjoying this sport because it's so physical, because of the violence. Like, there's nothing I enjoy more than a guy that can bend the edge, get to the quarterback. And so who do you enjoy watching in the league right now? Who kind of gets you going when you watch them?
Yeah, it's a bunch of guys. You know, Khalil Mack is one of my favorite players, obviously, getting the chance. And then Bosa being on the other side of him, Joey Bosa. I love watching Nick Bosa, you know, Von Miller when he's healthy. TJ Watt. I mean, you got some guys who can really get after the front, and you know, some of these guys are going to potentially be Hall of Famers one day. And the game has kind of evolved where they're just throwing so much. I wish I was playing nowadays because I'll have, you know, who knows how many sacks I would have with them throwing the ball as much. But you know, to watch them and watch the Micah Parsons, for Dallas Cowboys, he is a physical specimen. I don't think we've seen anything like that in the last decade in the league. We probably have been another decade before we see somebody with that kind of explosion and size and can do what he does.
Absolutely love it. Luke Shawn, we really appreciate your time. Where can people find out more about Lights Out? Check out the good work you're doing. Catch some of the fights this weekend.
Yeah, check us out on Fubo Sports. Fubo TV will be live this Saturday on Fubo. Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We start at 6 p.m. Pacific. You guys will be able to get it out there. It's our first international fight, so I'm happy about that. But more importantly, I can't wait to come out there, man. And you know, and when we have a fight and we get some visibility, and be around the fans out there, because ultimately the fans make this business.
I tell you, the fight fans here in the UK, whether it's boxing, whether it's MMA, obviously we've seen the first UFC pay-per-views coming to London in the last year or so with guys like Paddy the Baddie, and honestly, it's an atmosphere like you've never. I've been to fights in Vegas and it's incredible, but just that, I feel like a UK crowd is another level. So you've got to do it. You've absolutely got to do it.
It's a done deal. I'm booking it now. The fight fans out there are just, they're intense, they're passionate, man. We got to bring it to them.
Love it. Absolutely love it, Sean. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.